Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Yes, I ordered one of the mixers, the KitchenAid mixer, and I've not received it yet.
May I have your zip code, please?
75437.
And the first and last name?
Melinda Deaton.
One moment. Okay, and can you verify the shipping address for me?
Post office box 111 dot Texas 75437.
One moment. I have a 362.
Okay, yeah, that one works also. I get it at two different places.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do see that you entered into the drawing for that product, and this account has been refunded.
Nope, it hadn't been.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like your bank did a chargeback. That means they reversed their refund.
So I have been charged for this, and I don't know yet.
It was a drawing entry.
That's not the way it sounded on the website.
Yes, ma'am, that's what it was for.
It made it sound like it was legit, that you would ship me the KitchenAid mixer for $57.
No, ma'am, the $57 is for the online membership that you were enrolled into.
Okay, well, how do I cancel that and get my money back? Cause I don't want to do
that. It looks like your bank reversed that charge, ma'am. It looks like you were refunded and your bank reversed that charge.
Oh, no. They have charged me for that again.
Yes, ma'am. They gave you a refund. They took it back once they verified everything.
Yeah. But y'all are fraud.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry if you feel that way.
Yeah, I'm going to report y'all to the Better Business Bureau because y'all are fraud.
That's fine, ma'am. Your bank made the decision, so there's nothing I can do.
No, but you're advertising that you can buy this for this amount.
No, ma'am. It explains in the terms and conditions that it's to enter into the drawing for their product.
No, that's not the way it reads.